It's the Cool Days Backstack Cold Rack with optional head pack. Two 34-liter ice chests fastened to our patented Cool Comfort strap, connected to a 40-ounce Mylar ice pack baseball cap.
Amazing!
A complete portable cooling solution that straps onto you, keeping your drinks cold on your back while you stay cool under the patented ice hat.
Excellent.
The entire unit, fully loaded with ice and drinks, is just 118 pounds. Carrying 96 drinks fully iced, plus keeping your head and neck cool and remaining totally mobile, has never been easier.
It's comfortable, it's easy to use, it's refreshing. Why does my voice sound like that?
The Cool Days Backstack Cold Rack with optional head pack. Perfect for gatherings of up to 48 moderate drinkers or 6 active alcoholics. Cool Days.
About 60 degrees Fahrenheit and not a cloud in the sky outside the K-Pod weather window. The kind of weather that puts us all in a holly jolly spirit here in the Los Angeles Basin. Broadcasting live from Van Nuys, California and across the Southland, you're listening to the K-Pod Morning Show featuring Machine Bolt Kennedy, El Farto, that's me, and the Morning Zoo Butt Nugget Dream Team on 101.3 The Double D.
Top of the morning to you on this fine Thursday, December 11th, 1997. The Rockmobile is out there on the road. Hopefully you've got that K-Pod bumper sticker on your car during your morning commute so Monster Mike and Whiskey Pete can pull you over and give you a little something that came out completely wrong.
Well, you know, you don't want to get more specific than that, as we have discussed at length here on the program. But keep the phrase that pays on your lips if you see that vehicle bombing down the 405. They've got something for you.
That's all I was trying to say. Hey, I got to back announce that 101.3-minute rock block we just came out of. Heard a little bit of everything there. No Doubt, Supergrass, Oasis, and the same 31 bands that we play in every one of those rock blocks. There's no need to back announce it, really. We can get right to the show. How are you doing today, El Farto?
I'm doing okay. I realize the passive-aggressive notes that you've been leaving around the apartment are well taken. I understand that it's inconvenient that I've left the chaise longue in the entryway of the apartment. It's obviously kind of a tripping hazard, a lot to get around, but it's a nice chaise longue. It's one of those injection molded white plastic pieces of furniture that you never have to clean.
Why? And first of all, I don't know that my notes around the apartment are passive aggressive. I mean, fair enough. I just asked what it's doing there and why I have to climb over it to get into our home, which is what like to refer to it as. But
As you know, I found an apartment, and I mean, it's crazy to be moving on January 1st, the first of the year, but that's my move-in date. So that's the earliest day I can take over the space, and it's got a beautiful balcony overlooking the 101 freeway, and I want a nice setup for when I get moved in, you know? I want to be able to max and relax outside overlooking the 101. And, you know, like, I found this thing in, you know, next to the dumpsters by the Circle K down on Roscoe and Reseda. And it's a beautiful piece of furniture that I found for free. I realize that I've asked you to accommodate a lot since I moved in. You know, like,
I mean, I have mixed emotions, man. You're leaving, you're moving, you're going.
I know, but think about all the upsides. You're mailbox will no longer be filling up with bills that I need to pay to cover all of that stereo equipment and whatnot that I don't even have. You don't even get to enjoy the stereo equipment, nor do I.
Well, I was trying to keep, I guess, since you are dropping a little bomb on the air here, I was trying to keep it under wraps, but we did have a little slip on the air, and I'm going to come right out and say it. I am in love, buddy. Stephanie, the girl in Silver Lake who lives on Myra.
Wow, you're revealing her real name.
Oh, God. It's a magical time. I mean, it's that golden haze of seeing someone new. You know, we had a big argument last night, which wasn't good. I thought she was asleep. I slipped out of bed over at her place, and I microwaved some chicken nuggets and brought them back into bed for a little snack, which is apparently not what people do when they live with someone else or when they are with someone. I'm used to doing whatever the hell I damn well please.
I mean, that sounds like a perfectly normal behavior to me. I am a divorced man. Kath definitely took great umbrage with many of my behaviors. So many of my behaviors, it sort of started to blur together which things I really need to work on.
Yeah.
I mean, we are both obviously doing a ton of work on ourselves right now, but
This comes
as a shock. You're not allowed to eat nugs in bed?
No nugs in bed. And I mean, listen, I'm all about self-improvement and it's progress, not perfection. But I've been on my own for so long that I guess I'm in need of some tips on social norms. And I think the thing that crossed the line was I had a couple dipping sauces with them.
Yeah, the blue cheese dressing it peaks the nose, as it were.
Yes, it were. And wait, it's like a smelling salt. It just jolts somebody awake. At any rate, it was not a suave decision of mine. I admit that now. But that is why you heard me come back home and trip over your furniture around 2:40 a.m. last night.
Honestly, I was missing you because I have one thing I've really enjoyed about crashing on your couch is that that nightly trip to the fridge that you make, you know, it casts that cold bluish light across my face when you the fridge is not very far from the couch in your studio. So it's become kind of a routine. And when you're not home at night, I sort of miss the routine of that.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you, man. Anyway, I came home. I finished my nugs at our place. And I just, while I was eating them, I just thought about being in love and how great she is. She paged me and said, we need to talk. I guess, you know, she just paged me and said, we need to talk. She's not sure what's up with her. She's just got out of a big relationship.
Yeah. Well, sounds like things are getting serious if she wants to talk.
I think it's going well. I figured I'd go over there Saturday and we'll talk and I'll put a load of laundry and I'll bring some laundry over. If you want to throw anything in, let me know. And we'll talk about the stuff she's not, you know, sure about with relationships or whatever. It sounds all fine.
This is really incredible. So she has her own laundry facility and we wouldn't have to use the communal laundry room in your apartment complex is what you're selling me.
I mean, and
maybe I shouldn't move out. This sounds great. This sounds like a great setup.
It's a nice setup. I'm going to start taking loads of laundry over there. I hate the laundry area at our complex. Yeah. The skater.
There's
kids.
A lot of no good teens.
Yeah.
Loafing around down there.
You have to stay with your laundry essentially the whole time you do it. And because you know, they're going to do something.
And what are you supposed to do? I mean, I'd bring a book, but I don't really enjoy reading.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, if we loved reading books, would we live in Los Angeles and host a morning show? My point is not a slam against our hometown as much as it is. It's not a schedule that's conducive to reading. OK,
no. But, we're not an up and coming morning team in the Boston area.
Yeah. Boston. Cambridge. Hey,
that's a bookish city.
Bookish town right there. Did you know Nirvana stayed at our building when they were recording Nevermind at Sound City? And
that is an amazing piece of trivia.
I did not know that before moving into the Oakwood, but God bless them for being able to squat in the complex. I almost said what I meant to say was spot quality lodging options. But hey, for all I know, they were squatting. I don't know.
Wow. I don't want to repeat the name of your lodging because, you know, the fans will blow your spot up. But a piece of grunge history right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure if I had a guess that they hated the laundry area as much as we do, their singer was obviously extremely depressed. And I would not hesitate to point the finger at that laundry area. I really wouldn't. Yeah, it puts you in a sour mood.
That'll tank anyone's mood.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I feel like after we played that sort of happy song and then talked about all the troubles we're going through, we got to get the energy back up with a little bit of Precious Keepsake.
Well done. Perfect.
that'll put the smile on anybody's face, even the lead singer of Nirvana.
What do we got in the news today?
The RIAA, the Recording Industry Association of America, says the CD compact disc is now the dominant format for recorded music. A spokesperson said consumers can expect the cassette and LP sales to wane as the compact disc anchors in and secures its position for what experts estimate to be the next 25 years.
Wow. Man, 25 years. So it's CDs until 2022. That's the that's when the next big thing is predicted to come along, huh?
Man. Yeah. I mean, amazing to even imagine what formats we will have access to, you know, after, obviously not before, but after 2022, whenever that next big thing happens. But in the meantime, for the next 25 years, we can expect to pay $18.99 per disc.
Wow.
And I just feel like if you want to make a dollar or two, get into the recording business, my friend.
Yes, the record business is where the next billionaires are coming from, my friend.
It's going up, up, up.
Seattle Microsoft, Seattle Microsoft. Let's take that again. When do we get Wanda back to do the news? I can't keep pinch hitting with you.
It's almost like, you know, raising a family is more important to her than rolling her eyes constantly at our hijinks.
Get your priorities straight. Seattle software company Microsoft is trading at $16.16 a share, which is about twice as much as it's worth, if you ask me. I mean, look, yeah. What do we know? We share a small apartment in the Oakwood, but I will say this: home computers are the Betamax players of the 90s. Okay, once people realize this, you know, good luck on getting your $16.16 a share back from your Microsoft investment.
I think it's worse than the Betamax player. It's like if you brought a copy machine home from the office, like what are you going to do with it at home?
Yeah, that's such a good question. Right. I mean, it's so true. Boy, maybe I'll bring the water cooler home too. I'll have a home water cooler, a home photocopier, and a home computer, you know?
Yeah, and then you get in a fight with your wife over who was the last person to use the water cooler. Why is it sitting there empty and there's a full tank sitting right next to it?
Yeah.
Just a recipe for marital disaster.
Marital disaster when you bring home office gear like computers into your relationship. Like, how about you just start leaving notes on the fridge that says, whatever's in here on Friday at 5 gets thrown out. Please.
Hey, some weird news. I think this has been in the news a little bit.
It's been in the news.
People will have heard about this, but colleagues, another radio station, tragically passed in a rock slide. And it's actually been a good thing for us. We've got the Nielsen ratings. We've got the new numbers have been circulated in the radio business. And Machine Bolt and Elf Barto, now the number 4 morning team in Los Angeles.
It's
K-Dank moved into that number 3 slot, and yeah. We're still gunning for them. We still hate those guys over at K-Dank.
I'll tell you what. Luckily, that rock slide, I probably shouldn't say luckily, but let's face it. Luckily, the rock slide pushed these folks in their rockmobile. I don't know what they call it. They had some different name for it, which was probably part of the problem. It was It was like a prize
weak branding
or something. Yeah, weak branding will lead you into dangerous situations. And in this case, it was a deadly rock slide. It shoved them off the edge of the continent into the Pacific, which is, you know, basically heralding our return to the not super lofty, but still pretty lofty perch that we have not occupied since 1994.
You've been having some pretty complicated feelings about this, Machine Bolt, because of what happened last time we were in the number 4 slot here in the Southland FM radio morning drive team market.
It's tough for me. I'm already stuttering. I want to embrace the success again. I really do, because as we learned up at New Horizons in Malibu, it is not the success that destroyed us. But the fact is, last time we were here, I relapsed and made some regrettable choices in my behavior, while fueled by a brief dalliance with my booze and drug stoked self-destructive tendencies that I now have the tools to keep at bay. And keeping at bay was not supposed to be a tasteless pun on the fate of our colleagues. I'm not here to say, oh, the drugs kept me underwater. Hey, I got my head above. None of that stuff is appropriate.
None of it's appropriate, but however we got here, I feel like we earned it.
Annie's Hallmark in the Sherman Oaks Galleria still suing us. Have you seen this? They've proposed a settlement. This is ridiculous. On a card here from producer Lynn, they have proposed a settlement wherein. Hey, Lynn, great. We get it. You finished school. We didn't. Wherein we do a series of PSAs about people respecting people's property. Also, not encouraging people to drink in card stores, then wrestle. God, this is a pretty heavy ask. And each PSA should end with an explicit endorsement of, quote, greeting cards for any occasion, ornaments, figurines, and precious keepsakes. Precious keepsakes.
Well done. Perfect.
You know, I feel like the remotes that we've been doing lately have been, I mean, they've been going down the drain in terms of cool factor. You know, we want to be doing cool stuff. Like, if we're going to give out gift certificates to the Chevy's Fresh Mix, we want to be doing remotes from a Chevy's Fresh Mix. You know, like, we want some synergy here. Yeah, and unfortunately, we keep getting booked. I mean, like, last week, obviously, booked at the Ralph's. I had a bit of a run-in with Brian, the snarky photo clerk from the Agfa kiosk in the parking lot, who has really become the bane of my existence. He came in and, you know, wouldn't leave us alone. Really rubbing it in my face that we were doing a pretty humiliating, you know, promotional situation there.
What I don't get about Brian is the pictures, the film he processed for you was humiliating enough. Why is he like, oh, obviously there are some personal pictures on here that this guy didn't realize were going to be processed here in the neighborhood? And what I just don't get is why does he have to keep kicking you when you're down? Oh, hey, I've seen pictures of your genitalia. Ha, ha, ha. It's oddly shaped, this and the other thing.
And, you know, in front of the like 85 people that had gathered there at the Ralph's to, you know, to see the remote. And it's tough to deal with. I think that the guy really took it personally when I called him out in that signature segment, naming, shaming, and disdaining.
That was, you know, you're going to have to. I heard David Spade on Saturday Night Live, who I think is just amazing. And I'm so glad they've added that thing of his, the Hollywood Minute. But I heard him talking about this, read about him talking about this in Rolling Stone, where he started off as a joke and now he's getting a lot of flack. And I think you're dealing with the same level of celebrity,
exactly,
and the same level
thing
of blowback.
You know, it's bad enough that we have to pass out, I can't believe it's not butter gift certificates and stuff.
Answer me this. You spoke with the manager. I remember you called the manager on the air and he was so blasé about us coming over to do a remote that I half wondered if maybe Gene or Lynn hadn't even scheduled this thing and we were just walking in there setting up a card table essentially. But did he ever mention to you that we would be handing out samples of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter?
So as far as I can piece it together, Lynn was actually listening to the show last Thursday when I placed that call. And I think that she had made arrangements with the night manager or something. I'm not totally clear on what happened. That particular manager I spoke to hadn't been clued in yet, but she called like immediately after I did and made sure. I think that she makes sure that this is as humiliating an experience as we could possibly have. So she called, she set it up. She's like, what's the worst coupon they could be passing out?
I didn't mind the coupons as much as having to put the product on a cracker and hand it out in a little urine sample cup to anybody who was curious. What the hell? Something called I Can't Believe It's Not. But by the way, why do you want to eat? If I handed you something called I Can't Believe This Isn't Mayonnaise, would you go, Oh, nothing dubious about that. Who knows what it is? I'd like to eat it.
Ooh, I can't believe it's not lasagna. I can't believe you're eating it.
Yeah, I can't believe this is fresh tuna that won't make you sick to your stomach. It's just a little dubious. People are lining up. You know, we had 85 people who, if I'm honest, I think they were there for this stuff called I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Who named that? What was the meeting like at that company when somebody was like, all right, we have a butter substitute. We have sort of a, you know, and someone raises their hand. Okay, yeah, Johnson, what's your idea? Why don't we call it, you know, butter flavored, you know, I don't know, like butt spread. Okay, look, clearly I shouldn't be developing.
That's actually
products.
What it tastes like to me. You know, the sponsorship dollars have dried up and I can speak freely on the matter. I don't care for the flavor of this junk.
Somebody in that conference room raised their hand and went, what if we called it, this stuff tastes pretty good. It tastes as good as butter. You would think it's margarine, but it's better than that. I can't believe it's not actually butter. And somebody went, bingo. That's great.
We can tighten that up a little bit and then slap it on a package and people will buy it.
Just a tiny bit. Like the product, the packaging designer was in that meeting and was like, that's 3.5 paragraphs and it's an 8-ounce container. Can we do something?
So getting back to this proposed settlement, you're saying we might have to read public service announcements live on air about respecting people's property?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to get, I honestly think we're going to get cornered into it.
I feel like we're above reproach. I think that the kiddie pool full of mud was there as a sight gag. The fact that Precious Keepsake and Whiskey Pete jumped into it in their thong back Speedos, merely a coincidence, not our fault, you know. They were overwhelmed by the attraction of they call that an attractive nuisance in the law, right?
Do they?
I probably shouldn't say that on the air. I don't want to give them ideas.
An attractive nuisance. Wow. What's that mean? I've never heard that term.
It's like a swimming pool in your front yard that doesn't have a fence around it. You know, a kid is going to jump in and drown.
Oh, I see. I see. Let's see. We've moved from...
I guess I've spent too much time in lawyers' offices lately with the divorce settlement and everything.
Yeah, you've been taking the bus up to Sun Valley to meet with your guy and try to figure out what you get to walk away with.
Yeah. You know, honestly, taking the bus has been really nice because the air conditioning on the Tercel, really not up to the challenge of what Sun Valley throws at it on an average late fall day. So yeah, it's been okay.
I just think the stuff they want us to do PSAs about is a little, it's a little ridiculous. I mean, here, let's, okay, just for argument's sake, let's say we bite on this settlement, and let's say we try to do these PSAs. What would it be? Something like this, I guess. Hi, I'm Machine Bolt Kennedy from the popular morning show on KPODD 101.3 FM. I'd like to ask you to respect people's property. Please don't drink in greeting card stores. It's not cool, and it often leads to very dangerous and even fatal accidents. I enjoy greeting cards for any occasion, ornaments, figurines, and precious keepsakes. It's no joke. Something like that?
If that's what it tastes like when we bite, I like it about as much as I like. I can't believe it's not butter.
I just say, sue us for all we're worth. I'm worth... Let me see. Let me check. I think I have a little statement around your son. I'm worth $1,100 roughly.
Congratulations.
$1,089.38. That's what they can get out of me.
It's amazing that you're not in the red, as I imagine I will be for the next 10 years as I pay down this awful, awful I mean, you know, I'm starting to realize that my addiction was not confined to substances. I really had a spending problem.
Wait, keep talking about that spending problem.
You know, I racked up credit card debt trying to fill a hole in my heart that seemed stereo-shaped to me at the time, and in retrospect, was much more about things that I don't like about myself and having little enough self-respect that I would allow myself to get into destructive patterns of behavior, both with substances, but also with spending.
Spending too much money on stereo equipment. It's no joke. Wow. Maybe we're really good at PSAs. Maybe that's our next thing. Maybe PSAs are where we are going to thrive. I don't know.
Celebrity birthdays. Don Johnson, Mr. Miami Vice himself, celebrates his birthday this week on December 15th.
Wow. Ted Nugent turns 49. This guy has got it made. He's home free. He had his hits like, what, 20 years ago in 1977, made his money, and now he just gets to cruise through life doing whatever the hell he wants. He'd have to work pretty hard to screw it all up.
Yeah. That guy's got it made in the shade. He'd to really like blow what he's got, he'd have to become some kind of like psychotic crackpot holed up on a ranch, armed to the teeth, and spouting conspiracy theories to anyone that would listen.
Yeah, like writing an angry like manifest. He'd have to become the Unabomber, basically. To screw up.
Let's just say, not looking like that's the way Mr. Nuge is going to play him.
I think he's going to enjoy those rock and roll leisure years. It's a leisure. I can't even say it because I don't think I'm going to get any. Hey, this is a great note from producer Lynn. Have you seen this? We're adding a normal, everyday person to our celebrity birthday segment. We're going to start doing that. Someone that we shine a light on for a change instead of these celebrities. And today we'd like to wish this young lady from Reading, Pennsylvania, happy birthday. Taylor Allison Swift turns 8 years old on December 13th, right around the corner, a couple days away. She tells us that she likes horses and is currently visiting the Los Angeles area with her parents and hopes to start taking singing lessons soon since she's almost 10. I love it. She's 8, which is almost 10, but she thinks that's old enough to start taking her singing lessons, I guess.
I would caution Miss Taylor Allison Swift to be careful with those showbiz dreams. You know, there's lot of misery involved in being in the public eye, and, you know, have a backup plan. You know, it's a tough road.
It's a tough road. You want to have a way to make a living, Taylor Allison Swift. That's all we're saying. You want to have a way to a good job that you can fall back on during the slow times, you know?
Right. Yeah. And maybe consider, you know, like the three name thing, a little bit serial killery. Maybe just go down to one, you know, the way Madonna and Cher do, or El Farto does. Nice. Maybe just go by Allison.
That's what I would do. At any rate, so there it is. Happy birthday to Allison, who's going to take some singing lessons here just around the corner. Well, I think that has been a lot of talk. Time to get back into another 101.3-minute rock block. What do you think, El Farto?
It's a chock-a-block with rock music block coming to you from K-Pod 101.3, starting now.
I got my head, but my head is unraveling. Control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only